2014嗰度咧，就係我哋政府部門咧，就2011至2012年度嘅工作計劃嘅，係一就香港警務處元朗警區2011年嘅警區行動計劃。咁樣呢度咧係文件第49號。咁或者我哋請我哋元朗警署指揮官咧，嘉雲麗總警司咧，或者同大家匯報下嗰個工作報告好嗎？
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In fact, I've got a number of things to raise, not just the work plan. So the work plan itself was actually tabled to members when they visited Yuenlong Police Station back in February, and that work plan has not changed. If you remember, I gave you a full briefing on the work plan then at that time. So I'm not going to go through the whole work plan again today. Also in front of you, hopefully you should have a copy of our crime brief for the second quarter of 2011. Again, my intention at the moment is not to go through the whole crime brief, because again, tomorrow, hopefully, you will all be turning up to Yuenlong Police Station when we've given you an in-depth full briefing about the second quarter crime statistics, as well as our policing plan for the rest of this year. Next thing, in fact, just if I can continue talking, continue on about, obviously, is what's happening in the next few months. Affects everybody around this table, I think, is the district council elections. I just want to take the opportunity to say a few words about how perhaps we can try and make it a nice and smooth district council elections as far as the policing side is concerned. Every time there are elections of any type, we normally have to deal with various issues, and I've made a small list of here a number of issues that perhaps we ought to all bear in mind. First of all is noise complaint. There are always noise complaints during election period. I know you're all trying to get your message across to everybody, but please do bear in mind sometimes when you're on the street using loud hailers that try to turn the noise down a little bit. I know everybody is very cooperative when the police do turn up as a result of complaints. Everyone does turn the loud hailers down, but I think it would save a lot of work of everybody if we could start off with not too much loud volume on the loud hailers. In particular in those areas that are particularly highly contested. Obviously, I've not seen it in Yuenlong yet, but I had one street in Chun Wan where five different parties were on the same corner, and it was extremely loud and noisy, and constant complaints from members of the public walking past, people living there, etc. So if we can all cooperate on this one, I think it'll make things much easier. Next item, of course, is obstruction. I know everybody likes to put their tables out in the street for gaining votes from members of the public, but do obviously bear in mind also that members of the public will complain about these street obstructions. So again, when the police officers come along, we try to cooperate, we try to reduce the amount of obstruction caused by yourselves doing your campaigning. Two items, or a couple of items on the legal side, just to remind you all, of course, if you are organizing any public meetings and you intend to have more than 50 people within your public meeting, don't forget you have to tell the police. My advice also would be if you're having a public meeting of less than 50 people, you can also advise the PCRO. So at least we are aware about what is happening and we can keep an eye on it. Same for public processions. Don't forget if it's more than 30 persons, again, you must advise the police by law. But I would suggest also if you're having a small procession for whatever reason, it's also very useful if you let us know, at least then we know what's happening. Another item that's very common around this sort of period, of course, is damage of posters. Everybody puts up banners and posters all over the place to advertise and try and get more votes, of course. If you see any of your banners or posters being damaged, please do report immediately. Sometimes I get reports that a few weeks later or even a month later when someone says, my posters in such a location were damaged 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's not much I can do on that. If you report immediately, then we can go down immediately and see whether or not it is a trend that's something happening, or is it perhaps just somebody who's had a few much to drink and decided that he wanted to damage the poster. So please do report instantly when you do notice these things. Disputes happen. Obviously, it's a heated time for everybody trying to fight for votes. We have disputes sometimes between council members, We have disputes sometimes between members of the public who are supporting various council members. I think that's all part of our lively democracy. There's nothing wrong with people having a lively debate, but let's try and minimise the physical contacts of it. Once it gets into a physical contact, I'm afraid then we're looking into common assault, AOABH, etc., etc., then we have to investigate it and take action. I think there's no harm in people having a good shouting match at each other. That's part of the action, I think. Access rights. Quite often we are called to the scene, particularly of private estates, if a security guard would not allow access into the private estate. I'm afraid there's not much we can do about that. Right? We have no legal authority to persuade the security guards to allow people to have access to private estates. Can't help that, I'm afraid. Finally, on modification of vehicles, I know we have Transport Department here. Again, sometimes during the election period, people like to have very large posters, banners, boards stuck on their cars, very large loud hailers. One member in Chun Wan actually put a chair on top of his car and sat on top of the car. This is all illegal, I'm afraid. You can't change the construction of the vehicle during the election period. And certainly if we see it, I'm afraid we would have to stop it. And hopefully advice would be sufficient. We wouldn't want to go for a prosecution for that. So I think, in general, these are all pretty much common sense issues. So hopefully we can have a nice and peaceful, from the police point of view at least, election period. Finally, just two quick ones. I'm sure you're all aware the Universiade Games will be taking place in Shenzhen between the 12th and the 23rd of August. Just so you're all aware, of course, we'll be stepping up our policing at the Shenzhen Wan border crossing point in order to facilitate all of the various members of people around the world. We have 148 countries we've been participating in the Shenzhen sport, and they'll be all going through Shenzhen Wan border crossing point. So we'll be looking after that. And then finally, just a message from me, just to thank everybody for their support in the past, and hopefully that we can continue throughout the whole period working together to make Yunnan a nice and safe place. So I'm happy to answer any questions now, but as I say, I strongly suggest that you save most of them for tomorrow, when all my officers will be there to answer any questions, complaints or problems you have you wish to raise. Thank you.
好多謝嘉雲女總經師就匯報咗佢嘅工作同埋咧，但係同大家有關嘅未來選舉工作嘅。咁或者各位委員嘅提問嗰度，就湛交雄議員係。主席，幾位官，我都要提問關於罪案，因為聽朝我要去代表區議會出席個城規會聆訊啊，所以我咧關於罪案數字咧，我今日問埋你先啊。 即係我睇到咧，即係其實舊年同今年咧個罪案咧都係今年會比較多咗，即係上升到 8.幾%。 咁我睇見你嗰個行動計劃裏邊咧，咁其中咧即係有一啲範疇咧就冇好詳細講，譬如舉例青少年嘅問題，你有講係嗰啲打擊毒品，但係咧譬如青少年嘅犯罪問題咧，我見到即係嗰個都係持續嘅，亦都係區裏邊一個問題。咁但係咧呢度咧就冇乜篇幅去論述呢樣嘢。咁啊，第二咧嗰啲關於盜竊嗰啲案件咧，亦都係 偏高嘅，啊，無論係店鋪啊、車內啊，甚至係扒手啊嗰啲，都係偏高嘅。咁究竟即係呢個都係咪要擺埋落去咧？咁樣，咁同埋一樣嘢咧，就關於即係一啲非華裔即係少數族裔人士喺區裏面犯案嘅問題咧，警方有咩具體嘅政策咧，或者係宣傳教育工作咧，希望即係佢哋可以盡量減低呢方面，或者係能夠咧多啲去融入呢個社會咧。唔該，主席。
好啊。 仲有冇其他議員提問？係，即係冇乜意見啦嘛，係嘛？對警方嘅工作有信心，咁樣或者警方嗰度有冇回應下咧？嚇。
Sir, Mr. Chan, in fact, juvenile crime is obviously one of our high priorities. In fact, when we talk about our policing plan, it's a general policing plan concerning the overall crimes we're looking at. For example, if we're looking at strategies concerning triad activity, obviously that covers all juveniles involved in triad activities as well. If we're looking at dangerous drugs, you know, we're looking at juveniles involved in it. Where we're looking at quick cash crime, which includes things like robberies, snatchings, bullying, these type of events, that also includes all juveniles as well. So we don't particularly take out juveniles as being a a policing plan activity per se by itself. You know, juveniles is looked at in every single one of these activities. And then, as you're aware, during the previous briefings I've said, during the summer holidays, of course, we will specifically target juvenile activities, which we are doing at the moment in Tin Sor Wai and Yulong areas. Theft as well. You talk about shop thefts and miscellaneous thefts. Again, that really comes under what we call quick cash crimes. So again, it's targeted as the overall policy for looking at it. But individually, we deal with these cases case by case. Ethnic minorities, I would say at the moment, I would not want to take out any particular group, whether it's an ethnic minority or any other group from mainland China or anybody else, to be specifically targeting them. But overall, we're obviously trying to reduce crime by any particular group that's in Yulong. And ethnic minorities, of course, are working together with the DFCC chairman and the DFCC to try and spread the message to any members of the groups of the people in Yulong district to reduce their activities in crime. We do have a number of operations that do target, for example, illegal workers, which a lot of these, of course, may well be ethnic minorities or may well, of course, be people from China, so we target them as well. I think as far as the statistics are concerned, yes, in the first 6 months of the year, it's quite clear from the report that in some areas the crimes have gone up by quite a lot compared to last year. The only message I can really say at the moment is it would appear that is now plateaued, it's tabled off, and it's now dropping again. For example, as I reported in the DMC meeting and also for the meeting today, I can report that up till today, which is the 28th of July, with only 3 days left of this month, for example, there's only been 2 robberies, less than 25 burglaries taking place. So crime, hopefully, has reached the top zenith of where it was and is now on the way down again.
好啊，咁啊，好多谢啊，嗰啲总警司啊，嘉文伟总警指挥官咧，就汇报咗我哋元朗嘅罪案各方面。咁啊，大家议员都冇乜提问啊，嘛罪案嗰方面，咁啊，即系证明啊，我哋警方嗰度防止罪案嗰方面有显著嘅成效啦，亦都罪案咧有下降嘅趋势嘅。早嗰排听到指挥官嘅报告。